The exotically named dragon fruit has long been a favorite in Asia and South America, but it's only recently become popular here in the U.S. It's now in high demand with restaurateurs, celebrity chefs, and food marketers. Britta Conroy Randall reports on the newest culinary sensation.
In the kitchen of his Latin fusion restaurant Alias on the Lower East Side of New York, Dennis Cooleen holds up a spectacular, brightly colored fruit.
What I have here is a dragon fruit. A dragon fruit looks kind of like a pink and green... I need a minute now.
The dragon fruit is difficult to describe. It's about the size of a softball, oval-shaped and heavy. Chef Marcellus Coleman steps in to explain.
It's like something out of Star Wars, like Jabba the Hutt would be eating, I guess. It's a pinkish-red color. It's like little green leaves that are coming out of it off of ridges.
But once you cut into it, it's black and white inside. It has the consistency of a kiwi, also with the little black seeds in it, but it has kind of a pear-like taste.
The dragon fruit, or pitaya, is a type of cactus native to Central and South America and Asia. And it's riding a culinary wave of popularity here in the U.S., flavoring everything from vodka to vitamins and even making an appearance on Top Chef. This is all good news for growers in Vietnam, the largest exporter of the fruit. The USA's Department of Agriculture signed a trade agreement with Vietnam to import the fruit in 2008. And according to Vietnam's Ministry of Agriculture and Rural Development, last year's shipments to the U.S. were 8 times that of 2009, and the number's set to double again this year.
As soon as it comes in, it goes out.
At the Hunts Point Produce Terminal in New York, one of the biggest fruit markets in the world, fruit distributor Felice Lamana says he's seen a huge increase in demand for the dragon fruit.
I supply some very large wholesalers, some big retailers. A lot of our customers do request it. You know, some things stay under the radar. This is always popping up. People want it. People want it.
And with that increased demand, it's not surprising that American farmers are trying their hand at growing the fruit. Outside Santa Barbara in Southern California, Jay Ruskey of Goodland Organic Farms recently took a gamble and added dragon fruit to his avocado and passion fruit orchard.
And I realized once I took him to the farmer's market, when you put them on the stand, they really attract attention. And you can actually learn a lot about a customer based on the dragon fruit. There's always an amazing, this must be genetically modified. No, this is just how this fruit grows. But all in all, I think people really enjoy it, and they'll buy it just for the display in their fruit bowl.
Dragon fruit's growing stateside popularity and surging market power can largely be attributed to its exoticness. And the legend of how the fruit got its name does nothing to dispel that. It's said that long ago in Vietnam, villagers would find the fruit scattered on the ground after a dragon was slain. Fanciful legend aside, dragon fruit is off limits to most Americans. It can sell for upwards of $8 a pound. And fruit seller Felice Lamanas says at around a pound a piece, that's too high for the average shopper. He's hoping that as American growers ramp up production, the price will come down. Right now, a lot of the expense is getting the fruit here from exotic locales.
We need to stabilize the price, and they should be able to do it considering that there's a tremendous amount of money in freight here. We're paying for fuel, we're paying for jets, we're paying to unload, where if you can grow it here in the United States, I think it'll become a decent item.
Back in the kitchen at Alias Restaurant, Dennis Cooleen and Marcellus Coleman have added dragon fruit to this evening's menu.
Basically what we have here is a late spring salad of strawberries, pistachios, pickled dragon fruit, fried shallots, pea greens, and watercress.
As for the future of dragon fruit in the U.S., they predict it'll be as big and bright as the fruit itself.
In the food and the restaurant business, they always are looking for the next thing. It's kind of like whatever's in fashion, and this is like the next food that's in fashion.
For the world, I'm Britta Conroy Randall.
Britta has some great pictures of dragon fruit in the kitchen and in the field. You can see her slideshow at theworld.org.